Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick, and this is my co-host, Jenna. Today, we are talking about three ways to get the quickest weight loss. And at the end, we are going to answer three email questions from our audience. So please stay tuned because one or all may relate to you.
Hi, Jenna. Love it. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I can't believe it's February.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it. And, you know, right now, what are we in the second week?
Yeah.
Right? Wow. It's amazing.
Hopefully the weather will be warmer soon.
Yes, I know. I know. I think we only have a couple more weeks, but that is motivating, right?
Spring break.
Yeah.
Different breaks coming up.
Once spring is here, you don't want to wait till spring to lose weight.
Now's the time.
Now, exactly.
Now is the time to start. So everyone, Josephine is giving you three tips on how to get quicker weight loss results. But before we start, I just want to make sure that you all check with your doctor before you look into any weight loss program or exercise program.
Important.
So the first tip that you have, Josephine, is IF, intermittent fasting.
Yes.
What is intermittent fasting?
Okay, so basically it's when you take a certain amount of hours in the day, and everyone does it different. Some people will do 7 hours, some people will do 8 hours. Say you're doing 8 hours, say you're doing 8 to 3.
Okay.
So you only eat between those hours every single day for 7 days. So anything outside of 8 to 3, you're not eating. Okay, so that's really what it is. And it gives your body basically time to process the food overnight and before you eat again.
I love it. Now, what about drinking? Does any sips of anything count?
Well, okay. So now before we even get to the drinking, I just want to go through what is the best tip. This is the very first tip I'm going to give you about intermittent fasting. Don't do the 8 hours, because if you want really quick weight loss, you want to do it in 5 hours. And that's the difference. Okay. So you would pick 5 hours. So say you did 2 to 7, right? That's 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
So you do 2 to 7 and you only eat 2 meals and 2 snacks in that time frame. And you do it every day for 6 days. Now, what's really important is one of those snacks should be a fruit. So say you are going to do innovation. If you're on innovation, you would do 2 innovation meals, an innovation snack, and then a piece of fruit. If you're not on innovation, you would do, say, 2 eggs, and then maybe your second meal would be 6 ounces of protein with a vegetable, and then maybe popcorn or a Yasso bar and a piece of fruit. The key is it's 6 days. Only eat in the same 5 hours every day. You're eating 2 meals and 2 snacks. Very important. And if you do that, you will see the most amazing results. And yes, you drink water all day to answer your question.
Okay. Now, why does this work?
Okay. So basically, like what I said before, is what happens is when you're only eating in those 5 hours, your body has the other, 18, 19 hours to process the food. Okay. So in those 19 hours, your body is processing the food that you ate within those 5 hours. So what happens, it's going to process it in about, 6 to 7 hours. After that, it's going to have to take from your stored fat. And that's what you want it to do. That's what creates the weight loss. Because basically, once it's taking from your stored fat, that is what's making that scale go down.
Right. I love it. So now what do you do on the 7th day? Because this is 6 days. What do you do on the 7th?
So if you want the best weight loss results that week, you are going to do the same thing. If you feel that you need something at the end of the week, because again, this goes into the mental of the weight loss, we always need something to look forward to. You would do 1 regular meal that you're still doing in those 5 hours. You're still eating in those 5 hours, but you would do 1 cheat meal and 1 cheat dessert.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you drink, you may have like a glass of wine with your meal.
So that's like a mini cheat.
It's like a mini cheat.
Could call it a mini cheat.
Yes. And this is a great thing to do, especially if like, winter break. So many of our clients are going away winter break.
Right.
Do it 2 weeks before. Follow this 2 weeks before. You will feel amazing when you're stepping on that plane.
Yeah. And even if someone is just going on a vacation, whenever.
Absolutely. This is even great for just spring.
Do you have to exercise for it?
You don't have to, but exercise is always great for overall results. If you can, you want to.
And finding an exercise that you like is super important too.
So important.
Exactly. So the second tip you have is to skip a meal and replace it with broth.
Okay, yes. So this is our second quick weight loss, right?
Okay.
Okay, so what you would do is you would do your breakfast. Okay, so let's talk about your on program, your on innovation program. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do your breakfast. Say you do a muffin. If you're not on innovation program, say you would do 2 eggs.
Okay.
Lunch, regardless, if you're on the innovation program or not, you're going to do 2 cups of clear broth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could do chicken broth. Doesn't matter. But broth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Low sodium, very important. Dinner, you have your on-program dinner, whether it's from innovation or you're going to do 6 ounces of a protein mm-hmm. and a vegetable.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yep, and then you have your snacks.
For this second tip, what should you drink throughout the day?
Again, water. You would drink water throughout the day. 0 calories, always fine. Just most of them aren't good for you, but you can incorporate it and it won't hurt your weight loss. With this one, I would stick to 1 snack a day.
Okay.
So if it's an on-program snack, great. If it's not, I would go to something like maybe popcorn. Skinny Pop's always good.
Oh, yeah. And I love Skinny Pop.
Yeah.
And your popcorn too.
Yeah.
My popcorn. Love chocolate protein.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't had it yet, it's your time to have it.
It's really good.
Now, how does exercise fit into this second weight loss?
Again, you know, you don't have to exercise with any of these, but if you want the best results, you're going to exercise.
Yeah, totally. So the third tip you have is to cut back on each meal. What exactly does that mean?
Okay, so what you would do is you would have half of whatever you're eating. So whatever program you're on, you should be following mm-hmm. meals and snacks,
mm-hmm.
okay? So say you're doing a 3-meal, 2-snack. You would do, say, breakfast. If you were doing eggs, you would have 1 instead of 2,
mm-hmm.
okay? Lunch, you would have half of whatever you're normally eating. If you do a lettuce wrap, do a turkey lettuce wrap, do half of it. Don't eat the whole thing. Cut back on every meal. If you're doing 2 snacks, do 1 snack. If you're doing 6 ounces of protein at dinner, do 3. Just cutting back is going to make such a big difference. And never eat in between meals.
Yeah.
Clients or anyone who I tell, the first thing to get control of your day is do not eat in between meals. Because what happens is right away, you're going to realize how much you were really grazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we forget, like, oh, we took a bite of this or we took a sip of
one
that.
One little sip.
Yeah,
of a drink.
Everything yeah. adds up through the day. So the first thing to do not eat in between meals. And once you get through that, you're going to be amazed right there of how your weight changes.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely noticed that for mm-hmm. myself.
It's
and just
a big deal.
Being accountable, too, for every bite
yes,
that you take,
absolutely.
Every sip you take.
Yes.
Super mm-hmm. accountable
yes.
is really great. So is that the same with the drinking the water, the 0-calorie
yes.
drinks?
Same thing.
Same
water,
thing?
Tea, coffee. 0 calorie.
That's awesome.
You should drink water all day. Another great tip is to have 1 bottle of water before each meal and snack.
Oh, yeah. Because I try to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really, it's not only just to fill you. First of all, it's so good for your skin, but
mm-hmm.
it's so important because a lot of times we are thirsty and we mm-hmm. don't even realize it. We sit down, we can't wait to eat and we forget that, oh, we're thirsty. Drink first, eat second.
And it makes me feel less hungry too when I'm
always,
super
yes.
hydrated. Mm-hmm. Totally. So these are all great tips.
Good.
Which one, in your opinion, works the best out of all the
definitely
three?
Definitely the intermittent fasting, without a
yeah.
doubt. If you can do it and you pick those 5 hours, just be aware of the 5 hours you're picking because you can't do it like Monday through Thursday and then, oh, well, we were going out to eat. So we didn't eat till 8 o'clock. Does not work. So if you know that you're possibly going out to eat at the end of the week, do later times, do 3 to 8, 2 to 7, 3 to 8, whatever it is. Fit it so it fits your schedule for the week because it's really
right.
important to do it for 6 days straight, okay? That's a big part of it, but it definitely works. I see clients do amazing with it, but it's hard. Weight loss is hard. And
yeah.
I think once you've come to terms with that, and if you really want to get the weight off, you do what you got to do, you get through it, you get to your goal, and then you have easy again.
Exactly. So now let's go to our email questions from the
okay.
audience. The first one I can really relate to, and it's something that I've been wondering also. Do you think that a food log helps and why?
Okay, that's a good question. So I do think it helps if you're honest with it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we just do not write down everything we eat, regardless. Even though everyone says, well, I'm only fooling myself, but you do that all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
we
that one bite.
We fool ourselves all the time. Yes. And we're
matters.
Just like, did I really have to put that? It was only one peanut.
Yeah.
It was only 2 this or that. But they add up. And more importantly, I think it shows you the control you have in your day. So I absolutely love the food log. I'm actually a live food log because all of my clients actually send me everything they eat and drink each night,
yes.
right? They text
yes.
it to me. So I always say I'm their live food log, but it really helps. It gives you accountability for your day. More importantly, you get to look back and say, oh, this worked. When I did really good that week, what was I doing? You know, and you look back at it and you say, okay, this worked. I'm going to try that again. Or you can look back and just say, oh, I wasn't great that week. There was a lot of picking.
Right.
So if you're honest with your food log, it will absolutely work.
Yeah. Reflecting back is super important really as well. Important. Another email we got was, whenever I finish a meal, I am still hungry. Mm-hmm. What should I do?
Okay. The worst thing to do is sit around thinking about it because you just ate, right? So if you feel like you're sitting there thinking like, oh, I'm still hungry. Well, that's just going to get worse. Mm-hmm. And you're eventually going to go into the cabinet and grab something. So get out of the kitchen, get out of whatever you're doing at that moment, walk away from it, have a cup of tea if you need to, have a bottle of water, clean up, move on. And just say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to have something for the next hour. And get past that hour, because I guarantee you, if you can do that and you get past that hour, you're going to realize you're not even hungry anymore.
Exactly. And that's such an important tip because it's something I can relate to. Whenever I feel that hunger, I just start like doing laundry. Right. I'll start like cleaning my room.
Great.
I'll clean my clothes.
Do anything. Yes, exactly. You know, because we are very programmed from growing up. A lot of people have something sweet after you eat. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we're used to that. So when you don't do it, it immediately you're like, oh, I feel like I should be having something.
But you don't even need it. Exactly.
Right. Yes, that's true.
So you'll just get used to not even having it in the end.
It's another habit you're forming. You
right.
know, you form the habit of needing it after. Now you're going to form the habit of not needing it.
Yeah. Our last email that we got says, I am putting in the same work in as all of my friends and they are so much smaller than me. And that's a big one.
Yes, that's so hard.
It's hard to compare yourself.
And that's true. That's a true thing because you can be eating the same thing as someone next to you and not have the same results. Everyone's different. I always say people have bigger fat cells. People's bodies don't lose weight as fast. Their metabolisms aren't as fast. And it doesn't even have to be slow. It's just not as fast as the person next to them. So,
exactly.
You know, what I would say is as long as you know you're doing the right thing and as long as you know you're following your meals and snacks, just go with it. Own it. Love your body, who you are, and what you can do with it. Exercise, because that always makes you feel great. Don't focus on the person next to you because they're a completely different person. Focus on yourself. Know what you're doing. Have that confidence that you're doing the right thing. I think confidence is such a big thing with weight loss, with I think in just everyday life. If you show that confidence to the world of I'm doing the right thing, I'm eating healthy, I'm exercising, I feel great, because a lot of times if you're comparing yourself to someone else, you don't even know that you feel great and you might feel amazing, right?
It's hard
so
to
don't
to
look at their
yourself.
Size, what they're doing. Look at what you're doing and feel good about it, you know, and really, I think, you know, the love that we have for ourselves is so much more important. And when you do that, it really helps you even be like, well, I'm really happy for this person, but I'm doing really great on my own. I'm doing
great
and own it and really feel good about it. Because you'll never be the same as someone else and you shouldn't want to be anyway.
Yeah, you got to own who you are.
Exactly.
And for me, confidence is a mindset. Like that's something I live by.
So big.
Confidence is a mindset. And if I go into a day with positive self-talk, I look in the mirror, I say, okay, I'm going to do everything I need to do today. I'm going to be on program. I'm going to be on track. I feel so much better.
Yes.
And then I portray that to others too.
Right. So that's a great, I would love to do this example because I see this all the time. I see so many clients. I will see someone walk in and thin, you know, beautiful, no confidence. You see it and you'll see somebody walk in right next to her who is 50 pounds heavier, full of confidence.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you no one's looking at like what size you are. They're looking at, wow, that's beautiful. This person is, you know, confident. They feel good about themselves. They feel good in what they're wearing. Does not matter to the size. It's how you feel about yourself. So stay away from the numbers, stay away from the size. Just be happy and feel good in your body and be confident about it. And that's going to be life-changing.
And stop comparing yourself.
Stop
to
comparing
others.
Yourself.
Stay off of social media trying to look at different
people.
It's a big one too.
Yes. Yeah. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that another day. But for now, that was some great, great tips. Mm-hmm. And we have to end it here.
Okay.
But if you have a question that you are curious about, and if you have a topic you want us to discuss, you can email us at innovationweightlossmedia@gmail.com with your questions and your topics. Also, if you want to check out our weight loss programs, if you want to check out Innovation Prepared Meals and Snacks, go to our store in Woodbury. Shop online. They are delicious. Shop online, innovationweightloss.com. Our Instagram is innovationweightloss, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.